Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files. A group of people suck coffee through Australian chocolate biscuits, using them like straws and trying to eat them as fast as possible before the biscuits fall apart. This little competition was also part of the Australian Film Festival Down Under Berlin. It sort of describes the intimate atmosphere of the cinematic event at Movimento in Kreuzberg.
I don't know, there's some kind of warmth, I guess, coming from Aussies and Kiwis, because maybe we get so much sun, we can't, you know, keep it for ourselves. We have to bring it out into the world.
Festival director Francis Hill, originally from Sydney, moved to Berlin in 2006.
I mean, Berlin seems to be very popular at the moment for Aussies and for New Zealanders, but I think it's popular for anyone who's creative. And, you know, like my idea to make a film festival to show some kind of cinematic art from the other side of the world, and it's the right place. People want that.
Hill's first apartment in Berlin was directly above Movimento. Eventually, she started working at the cinema, doing everything from selling popcorn to projectionist. Already in its third year, Down Under Berlin collaborates with different film schools in Australia to present a rich selection of recent documentaries, experimental, short and feature films. The 30-year-old says a reoccurring theme in contemporary Australian cinema,
and I feel a bit funny to talk about it, is violence. Maybe you can't avoid it. I mean, the country was populated by Westerners, Europeans, and they at the beginning said, oh, this is some people living in the bush. We are not really sure what to do with them. And it was a conflict from the beginning.
It's not only human violence, she explains.
Violence in nature, I think, are really fascinating because it is a wonderful, huge thing out there. The Australian bush and desert and rainforests and, you know, the ocean.
But there was also love on the big screen. This year's Spotlight on New Zealand showcased Love Story, a film by Florian Habicht, who was born in Berlin and grew up in New Zealand.
Ich habe gesagt, should we, let's do something. What Dirk gesagt zu mir, why don't you jump on the next train?
Florian Habicht and Russian actress Marsha Yakovenko play the lead roles in his New York-based Love Story, which blurs the lines between fiction and documentary.
You haven't seen a woman with a piece of cake, have you?
And then basically I ask people with my camera for love advice and for ideas for what should happen, and then Marsha and I act it out. So it's the people on the street in New York kind of dictating our love story.
The 30-year-old filmmaker says for him it's easier to talk to strangers than write a script. The New Yorkers he interviewed were more than happy to share their opinion on camera and sign a release form. He also included his dad via Skype from New Zealand.
Offering blockbuster movie advice and love advice and how to make the film a commercial success advice. And he's part of the film as well.
Love Story has been shown at 20 festivals worldwide and has led to Florian Habicht's next project. One of his favorite bands discovered his movie at the London Film Festival, and they started working together.
Pulp played their last UK concert in Sheffield last December, and we're making a film that is set over the day of the concert and sort of spends the day with the band and the locals of Sheffield, celebrating the common people.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.